You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, no doubt about it, public benefits forms are critical to the people who are filling them out. They need that helping hand from the state, food stamps, Medicare, welfare payments. And there's good reason to fear that a mistake filling out the form could mess up that aid. Michigan's Health and Human Services application used to be a nightmare, a 42-page nightmare that, among other things, asked applicants to give the dates of their children's conception, not birth, conception. But thanks to the work of Michael Brennan and his team at Civilla, that application has gotten a user-friendly overhaul. Civilla is a Detroit design firm that led this human-centric redesign, and its CEO, Michael Brennan, is here now. Welcome. Good to have you here.
So pleased to be here.
So let's start with the basics. What is human-centric design?
Well, if you think about solving a problem, a lot of times we get focused on the institution's issues or the policy issues or the money issues. Human-centered design says if you want to get after to understanding the problem, spend time with the individuals that, in fact, you're trying to help. And it starts there, and it stays very close to the user all the way through.
So deeper than the traditional focus group.
Way beyond a focus group. And for us, we like to think the work that we do is deep. And so when we sit down with an individual, it's not a 30-minute interview of 20 questions. We're likely to spend 2, 3, 4 hours with a person at a time to deeply understand not only their life, but how the issue that we're trying to wrestle with fits into their life.
And tell us a little about Civilla, beginning with the origin of the name and what the mission is.
So Civilla, the origin of the name is the combination of actually the word civil, believing that in our world, all change really happens with citizens at some point. And we believe in a more beautiful civil society. And in a village, the combination of the word village and that there's this collective work that takes place to get anything done.
Now, I dare say, I think most of us, if we hear that word design, we don't think government forms. How did you get involved in revamping Michigan's public benefits form?
Well, I had a 32-year career with United Way, primarily locally in community. I was previously the CEO of United Way in southeastern Michigan, in Detroit. And for 25 years have worked on how can we improve access to benefits that individuals are in fact eligible for. And did a number of different things. But along the way, I came to see the process by which people have to go through in order to access a public benefit. And through that process, came upon, this is maybe 9 years ago, the application that people navigate on a day-in and day-out basis to apply. And this application, I have it here in front of us.
Yeah, so you've got the old application, the one that people have been waiting for. All right, what
and
you got here?
And so it's rolled up like a scroll, and if you could imagine that. And it's 42 pages long.
Drop it on the desk. Lord.
It's 42 pages long.
It's a ponderous thing.
It has 18,000 words. It has over 1,000 questions. And we just carry this belief at Civilla that we actually carry a big optimism on the ability for public serving institutions to have a very large impact. And we also carry an optimism that there are individuals inside of these public serving institutions that wake up every day to do meaningful and important work. But there are systems and bureaucracies and processes that often prevent that.
That are baked into the system.
They're baked into the system over years and years and years.
Always worked. This is how we've always done
it. And so when we looked at this form of 42 pages, we said there's 2.5 million residents in the state of Michigan that apply for public assistance on an annual basis.
So this matters to a big, big number of people.
Yeah. And we said, how about we just start spending time with individuals that are navigating the system? And we did that day in and day out. Lo and behold, you know, we came to discover not only for the residents, but those that were administering it, it generally wasn't working in the way that anyone had hoped. It wasn't like within the Department of Health and Human Services, people were waking up to create the longest public benefit form in America.
Longest in America. So nobody liked it. People who were using it, coming in looking for assistance, didn't like it. And the people that had to deal with these things didn't like it.
Exactly. And our sense was there's 5,000 state of Michigan employees that help 2.5 million residents navigate the system. And we said, if we understood their needs more thoroughly, we could, in fact, maybe imagine a different way. And so after about 6 months of doing really deep discovery work and just taking the time to listen and to understand, we were ultimately able to develop a prototype that the Department of Health and Human Services was interested in. They wanted to see this change.
So they were open to the idea that this thing needed to be overhauled.
Yeah. And this was a true partnership. And to this day, I give both the previous administration and the current new administration a great deal of credit on their commitment to say, we can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. We ought to begin to imagine a different way. And let's get focused on our residents, and let's get focused on those that are working to provide those services and respond to their needs.
So when you got done with diving into how people used it, which I understand even included having your team go through the process. Like, did you build like a prototype office so they could understand what the whole process was like?
We did. We converted 5,000 square feet in downtown Detroit into a very large storytelling space. And so we began to walk state leaders, legislators, members of the nonprofit community that are trying to serve neighborhood residents. We just started walking individuals through this story, and that included a 100-foot journey map that you would walk along to see what actually happens to this application when it turns in.
Did you make them fill out the old application?
We did. We had individuals sit down, and I mean, one thing is to intellectually hear the thump on the table. You know, it's a totally different thing when you stop and say, what is the experience myself? And you know, we literally would have people who had a PhD and say, I can read this, but I actually don't understand this.
Wow.
And a big part of the work and the intent of the Department of Health and Human Services was, let's create it in a way that people can understand it, can feel confident, and that the state can make the accurate decision on whether someone is eligible for a benefit or not in the most effective, efficient, and humane way.
So after the overhaul from a 42-page application, what have we got now?
So today we have an application that is 80% shorter in words and questions, 60% shorter in the number of pages. It goes through the state process in about half the time. So for the state, it was a big win, a big step for them in really beginning to tackle the problems that they're trying to solve through the eyes that they're trying to serve. And for the resident filling it out, they felt like they had something that was much more humane and that they were more confident that they had completed it accurately and that they would get a fair determination.
So we've got, what, about 18 pages now versus the old 42 pages?
Yes.
And you also changed the look. Somewhere I saw an interesting note that the way people used to feel filling out the little boxes felt like a cell.
Yeah, we would have individuals describe that in the old application. And by the way, this isn't just true for the state of Michigan. This is true. Like, we can think about our dentist office and filling out the things, right?
Insurance, where you want an address and there's no way you can fit that all in.
And we would hear from individuals that it feels like I'm trying to map my life into a cage, right? And what we wanted to have the written hand when it was placed onto the page, that it was their voice and it spoke about their life. And that's what stood out. And so through deep work, we were able to bring something forward that really grew the confidence of residents as they were navigating this complex system.
And what did you hear? What kind of on-the-ground comments and reactions did you see? Because I'm sure you were there following as the state has now officially rolled this all out after testing it last year.
We would hear things like, this is so much simpler. Things like, this feels more relevant. I feel like the information that I'm filling out is, in fact, the very information that I'm supposed to supply. And we heard from caseworkers spending about 75% less time correcting errors. So instead of being a data entry person, they could spend the time with the clients, not just getting an application completed, but actually helping them navigate to the next stage of life.
And then for the administration of all of this, I'm guessing the state's getting more accurate applications, so it's able to, as you say, make these assessments as to benefits more quickly and get them in people's hands.
Yeah, it's not only getting more accurate, it's going through faster, and it's really creating a much more humane experience.
And to that point, knowing that your mission is to inject humanity into governments and nonprofits and other public service institutions, where can we go with this? You've shown something here. Where can we take this?
Michigan now has the first in the country human-centered design public benefit application in the country. And we've created a blueprint that could now be utilized on other pain points that occur within public serving institutions. So for example, the state has asked us not only to reimagine how people apply, but now let's reimagine how people go through the renewal process, because it's as complex and as difficult. Benefit expires, yet I'm still eligible. You have to provide verifications, and can we make that a more humane and more effective process? So we see this work going much wider and deeper in Michigan, and there has been a growing interest beyond Michigan from other states on how did that happen? How did it occur in Michigan? And what can we learn, and how might we apply that so that a greater number of public serving institutions, in fact, create more human-centered design experiences.
It runs counter to our popular and our common experiences with voicemail vines that you're trapped and you never talk to a real person, or interminable lines. You feel like you're kind of trying to plant a stake in the ground of breaking that ground into, you know, let's remember these are about people.
Well, I left a career I absolutely loved, 32 years with United Way. And the only thing that would have me leave that is a calling and a belief that this kind of work needed to be in the world. And it needed not be done in a casual way, but in a very, very deep way. And in partnership with Adam Selzer and Lana Selzer, we took a leap on putting something into the world that we thought ought to be there that we didn't see anywhere else in the country. And I'm dedicating the rest of my life, however long that may be, to really pursuing this mission.
Michael Brennan is the CEO of Civilla. You can thank Michael and his design team for Michigan's new user-friendly, streamlined public assistance application. Great to meet you. Thank you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much.